Feast or Fear is my theme today, and how it started as I talked to you at the ocean front. When I was approaching the ocean, I could see a near parking space, probably five people who were sitting on the sun around the picnic table, and they were all heavily masked, and even if they had a fresh breeze and they had enough space to hold the distance, the social distance, they chose to sit in their masks and deprive themselves from a goodness of the fresh air. And if they would choose only to step down to the beach, and that was probably 20 meters from them, they could access much wider space, not so comfortable and not so sheltered, but they would choose freedom, and they would choose nourishment from Mother Nature. So now, as I approached the beach, I was completely in awe, because what I am witnessing now is a nature's feast. It's a huge smorgasbord, because whole bay is full of fish, and there are huge flocks of birds that are feasting. The white birds, the black birds, there are multiple heads of seals, there are sea lions, they are passing by. It's so beautiful and gorgeous, and it's just within the reach. It's right there for us to receive as not just a food for the soul, but for whole senses. Fresh air, a beautiful scenery, a wonderful touch of the ocean water, whatever you choose, the rocks, the woods, the beauty of the sky and the clouds, and chirping birds, and whatever part or angle of human experience you would like to fulfill here, it's right here. If I choose to receive and open to something new, something different, and integrate it into my human experience, and nourish my body that very often is so deprived here in early March days from the winter. And so this is a wonderful day after many days of the clouds, where we can really come out and breathe and show our faces to the sun and receive all that healing touch, the healing pill. I call it nature medicine, and for people who are used to popping pills and hoping for reaching the health in the most comfortable way, which is not really moving, not needing to travel or commute anywhere, just to stay at home, stay safe, and perhaps choose to vaccinate, perhaps choose to just go to the doctor and receive a pill to get better. So with this theme I took to the beach yesterday a girl that is trying to heal her mental states for years and years. And it's like a game of cocktails that psychiatrists and psychologists are trying to put her on. So she's either a zombie and fat, or she is on the other scale, manic, and she has panic attacks and medical anxiety. And so I've been trying to convince her that it's not in pills, it's in the lifestyle, and it's in directing her mind, whether she chooses to fear and protect and keep safe, or she's choosing to risk the life and move her body and come out of her protective shell and receive a nature medicine. So after years and years of trusting her psychiatrist and just getting worse and worse, she's getting now more open to be receptive what I'm trying to suggest. So then yesterday we were standing at the beach, and suddenly she had epiphany that I was kind of aiming there for a few days, because of course her fear is a fear of having some illness, specifically cancer, and that she may suffer and die. And so I asked her one day, so what if you die? And then she said, well, I go to the heaven. And she trusts that in the heaven there are unicorns and there is light and there is beauty. So then I asked her, what do you fear? And she did not know. And as we were facing the sun yesterday, she suddenly had epiphany that the sun that came from behind the clouds is actually a place where her soul goes if she would die. So she could suddenly see that all her fear of dying is useless. And so instead of living fully her life, she is choosing a life of death, because he is dying by fear every day. From there, the way of healing is just to train the mind where my mind goes, and train it, especially if we were trained before by traumas, by accidents, by unfortunate events, to protect ourselves. So that fear lives in our cellular memory, and the mind naturally goes there to prevent another injury and protect us. So how do we change it? The mind, the nature of the mind is to think. So it's not about I tell my mind, as this young woman does that I just mentioned, that she would just tell her mind, stop it. It doesn't work like that. Yes, I need to catch it when it focuses on fear and despair, but I direct it somewhere else. So If I direct it to the happiness, and happiness is beauty, so that is the same thing as I am now at the beach, and let's say my lower back hurts, so I can wane and wail that, oh my God, my back hurts, and keep my mind engaged, or I can divert my mind and look around and notice. So that's exactly like this young woman was directed by a health professional when she went for vaccination, that and she has a great fear of a needle. So right before she was going to receive the needle, and she was just a shaking puppy in the moment, the practitioner said, what is 9x9? And when she engaged her mind into mathematics, she got the needle and she didn't even know. And she was just like, wow, is it over? My goodness, it's over. And it did not even hurt. And nothing happened to me. So this is awesome example of how we can train the mind that is trained to focus on fear, to go into beauty. And now this brings me into Navajo teachings that they don't even have in their vocabulary the word of healing. In their vocabulary, there is a sentence that can go like walking in the beauty, choosing to walk in the beauty, choosing to pay attention on constant beauty that I can find everywhere, even if I am locked in the room, there is for sure something beautiful, there for sure is a quality that I can engage my mind into to find the beauty. And I see now the crow that is probably a meter and a half away from me. And she can see the feast in the seaweed that I'm standing at. And that crow is trusting. It's trusting that can come close to me, and I'm not going to snap and get her. It is the same way as the smaller animals are coming out into this feast and risking that perhaps they will be snatched or snacked on by bigger animals. And that is the nature of life. So I need to trust. And where do I find the trust? How do I find the trust that I'm safe when I come out from my safe walled in inner glass ceiling that is preventing further hits, dangers? Where is the safety to take the mask off when I walk alone at the street, or I see masked people walking at the beach, and I reflect on what program is running in that person's mind that needs to wear a mask to protect from a feast and a nature's goodness that is naturally there for that person to trust that fresh air is the best healing and nurturing and assuring medicine that life is beautiful, that life is safe, that I'm free to receive, that I'm free to breathe, that I actually choose to breathe freely. When we come back to our childhood, everything was potential danger because I could not walk very well, I could not crawl very well, I could not understand what is around me, what is the nature of that. But there is a natural curiosity in a little child, and how the little child is shaped is by projection of the mother or a caretaker. So if I'm going to inform that little girl that this is danger and stop and no, then there it is, the program. And here we see the sea lion. So how can we train the mind? If I don't have enough self-discipline or awareness to catch myself and divert the mind into a beauty, then the natural medicine is a repetition of mantra, or a simple song, or the sound that I choose to vibrate in my mind and engage my mind instead of repetitive thoughts of worry and fear into a positive vibration. And of course we know that the state of consciousness, it's in a pineal gland that vibrates, like a little cosmos, like a little satellite within me. So that is reprogramming. And if nothing else, then I would really, really be happy for each of you who is listening to that. Give it a chance. Give your life a chance. What is the point to miss out of all of this beauty that is still there, even in the middle of pandemia? It's still here, available. It's just in plain choice and directing the mind. What am I feeding? Do I choose fear or the feast? So happy feasting. Thank you. Namaste.